Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Stevie Wonder suggests that music is a language that we all understand. Every culture worldwide appreciates the importance of music, and Edgar Cayce described music as the bridge between the finite and the infinite. Music has great power to unify or divide people, to point us to God or to something else. To better understand where we are headed, we must understand the music that drives our soul. The quadrivium, by its very nature, describes the interconnectedness of the four paths of arithmetic, geometry, astronomy, and harmonics, which includes music. Pythagoras describes this when he said, quote, "There is geometry in the humming of the strings. There is music in the spacing of the spheres." Studying the patterns in a piece of music gives insight into the composer, the history, the audience, and oneself as the listener. The meter of the notes points one to arithmetic and the melody to geometry. According to NASA, the planets and stars themselves fill the cosmos with music. The movement of any one, two, or three-dimensional object in time, in rhythm, tells us something about beating hearts and the nature of hurricanes. Martin Luther said that, next to the word of God, the noble art of music is the greatest treasure in the world. Paul instructs his readers to speak in spiritual songs, and John describes in Revelation a heaven filled with song. It is an inescapable part of life that music has great power to move, inspire, connect, and instruct us. Appreciating that power will enable us to make wise choices in the music with which we surround ourselves, and in turn to offer up music that leads others to its creator, the infinite God.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.